money on exterior wall lights. Now at Menards. Find your style with Patriot Lighting. Exterior lights enhance the look of your home. Choose from over 50 options from Patriot Lighting. Now through May 19th, get $10 instant savings on a single qualifying purchase of $100 or more on in-stock outdoor wall lights. Check out our entire selection of outdoor lights and see the rest of our deals happening now on Menards.com.
Save big money at Menards.
Invest? Oh, I know what that means. That means our guest is ready to join us here on the Kenny and JT Show. And our guest will be performing his 2023 arena tour, October 7th, 7:30 p.m., Tom Benson Hall of Fame Stadium. He's got an upcoming movie, Old Dads, on Netflix, October 20th. Bill Burr joins us now on the Kenny and JT Show. Thanks for joining us today, Bill. How are you?
What's going on, guys?
Hey, we're happy to have you and happy that you're making your way from where you were born, Canton, Massachusetts, what? To Canton, Ohio. How about that?
There you go. It's come full circle. It has come full circle. And then I will retire out in the fields outside of Canton, Ohio. That'll be the end of my tour.
That'll be it. You made it to the Hall of Fame city, and the Hall of Fame is your calling. And I know you're a huge football fan, Bill. I see your picks on with BetMGM each and every week. How you doing this year with your picks so far?
I went 2-2 the first week, 2-2 the second week, and then last week I went 1-3. So I got to get back on the horse. But last week was just a weird week with like Cleveland. Texans, the Colts, like Jacksonville losing, Tennessee getting smoked. And I wish I stuck with the Dolphins. I picked the Dolphins the first week. They've covered the spread every week. This is my lock of the week. Take the Buffalo Bills. 75% of the money is on the Dolphins getting 2.5 in Buffalo. This is a friggin' trap game. Everybody's like, they scored 70 points last week. Buffalo is not, I mean, the Broncos are not a professional sports franchise right now. They're just not. So I think the Bills are going to get him. I think they're going to win the game outright.
Bill, what about
the week? I'm a stand-up comedian. I didn't play organized football since third grade, so take that for what it is.
Good. Then what about an upset special? If we get Taylor Swift in the stands next week in New York, can Zach Wilson get off the schneid?
He can't make that back shoulder throw yet. If he can't make the back shoulder throw, it's just going to get knocked down the whole game. I noticed that when he played against the Cowboys. I believed what happened week one, and I thought, all right, you know, the Cowboys are giving them 10 points. They're going to hang around, or they'll take their foot off the gas towards the end. I'll get a backdoor cover. And he just kept throwing to that front shoulder, and they just kept knocking it down or picking it off. So until he catches up with the pro game, until he makes that throw, it ain't happening.
I listened to your podcast this week, the Monday Morning Podcast, for everybody out there, and you did it while you were watching the Jets-Patriots game, and you were a fan while trying to do a podcast, and I'm curious, how were you able to make it through that game when it looked like your Patriots might blow that to the lowly Jets?
Well, how about this? How about the fact we're stopping Wilson the whole friggin' game? All right, we're up by whatever the hell we were up, 5-7 points or something like that. The spread's on the line, and then they go into like a 30-yard cover two cushion on a guy who hasn't thrown like a 15-yard pass the whole game. So he ends up, of course, connecting, wide-open guy, and then he ends up getting one shot at the end zone that got tipped, hit somebody's shoulder, popped up in the air, and a Jets got his hand on it. They almost scored a touchdown. It's just like it drives me up the wall. I think the prevent defense was invented by in the NFL, like the PR department, to ensure as many games as possible come down to the end with four shots at the end zone, because it makes no sense whatsoever. That whole we're going to give up the middle of the field and they're going to burn out the clock never happens. They always get at least one, if not four, shots at the end zone, and you stay there to the end, watching all the commercials, so they get to charge full price. That's my conspiracy theory.
I like it. I absolutely like it. We know you're a big Pats fan, and you have reaped the benefits as a Patriots fan from what we were, the lab rats of Bill Belichick from his Cleveland days. So my partner JT and I have been talking for, well, a while now, the chicken or the egg. Is it Belichick who made the Patriots, or was it Brady who made the Patriots? Where do you come out on that, Bill Burr?
Oh, 100% Bill Belichick. Bill Parcells never won a Super Bowl without Bill Belichick as his defensive coordinator. He shut down John Elway in the Fun Bunch. He shut down the run and gun with the Bills in 90. He shut down the greatest show on turf in 2001. I mean, that's an insane. He's the greatest coach since Paul Brown. And how long he was successful, and everyone ripping him off every year, taking his coaches, taking his players, stealing his offense, stealing his defense, stealing everything that he's doing, and he had to keep reinventing himself to stay ahead. Come on, man. I can't even believe you asked that question.
I can't either.
I'm close to hanging up right now.
I've got one even worse then. And Bill Burr is going to be performing live, Tom Benson Hall of Fame Stadium, Saturday, October 7th. Tickets still available. As a football fan, my friend, which is worse? Lou Holtz calling out Ohio State coach Ryan Day. My partner saying that Lou Holtz has a striking resemblance to Granny from the Beverly Hillbillies, or his comment saying that Granny was hot when she was younger.
What did he call out Ohio State for?
He said that they weren't tough enough, they weren't physical enough, and they went in to beat Notre Dame, and he said Notre Dame won that game, but even though they lose 17-14 on the scoreboard, he's wrong, but he looks like Granny.
At Ohio State, I love the football program, but your fans are a bunch of whiners, man.
That's what we do, man. It's hey.
Every year you're like, oh, we should have been in the playoff. Every single year.
Because we don't win anything.
You guys had the same record as Penn State and lost to Penn State, and you still won the Big Ten championship, and you're still complaining. Here's something for Ohio State fans. I think your coach there got railroaded in that Hooters, whatever the hell happened. You know, when he went there, he was the victim. That young woman saw him in his fat wallet and backed her butt right up into him.
He's talking about Urban Meyer at his own place.
He could barely stand up. He could barely stand up. Took advantage of him.
That was Urban Meyer at Urban's Pint House, right, JT?
It was one of his places. He had a steakhouse and he had a bar. It was one of them, yeah.
One of those two. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And what about this snitch that filmed it?
Oh, yeah.
Bunch of rats. This is the rat generation.
Oh, Bill. Hey, we have something in common. I don't know if you know this, Bill. This is Kenny here. You and I have something.
Steakhouse and you get a little tipsy and a young thing backs up on you?
I wish I owned a steakhouse. No.
Is that not America? Not the invented T-top?
No. You and I have our avatar on Twitter with a picture taken with the same guy, the nature boy, Ric Flair. Are you a huge wrestling fan?
I have that up there. I've had that picture almost 10 years. I was a huge wrestling fan, but I never got to see Ric Flair because he didn't wrestle in our county. That was back when you had they had territories before Vince McMahon, you know, broke the rule and made it national. Because back in the day, promoters respected different territories, and Ric Flair wrestled down south. So I discovered the genius of Ric Flair. I had heard of him. Not until I got the internet and I started watching clips on early days of YouTube, and I was like, oh my God, this guy's the funniest guy that ever did this, that ever did it.
How cool was it to meet him? I met him at a Cavs playoff game in the finals in 2016, and what you see is what you get with Ric Flair. How about you?
I mean, yeah. I mean, it's like you're literally, it's you feel like all the stuff that he's done, all the stories, you feel like he should have been dead 100 years ago, and he's still alive.
Yeah.
And he's telling you the stories and more stories you never even heard. I don't think anybody's gotten more out of life than that guy. I went to his, they had a premiere. I had an acting gig in Atlanta, and they'd done a 30 for 30 on him. If you can believe it, they tried to sum him up in 30 minutes or something, or 60 minutes. It's still not enough. So they had the premiere for it, and he was just, he was so unbelievably honest about what a lunatic he was. Like, they were like, okay, you got married. He goes, when you got married, he goes, how long were you faithful for? He goes, ah, maybe a weekend. He's like, I couldn't do it. I couldn't do it. He goes, I would be home. I would just be bored out of my mind. And he had, like, he was just being totally honest, being like, I shouldn't have gotten married. I just, it wasn't, it was, like, so refreshing to hear somebody just be honest. Like, you know, I tried to do it. It just wasn't for me.
Billy, I don't know.
I think he's incredible.
I want to ask you about the Celtics real quick, because this winning, what is this? Winning Time, the story of the rise of the Los Angeles Lakers. I'm watching this thing the other day, and I'm watching this actor, and you're an actor, and they got this guy playing Larry Bird. If you're playing Larry Bird in a movie or a TV show, your career's over after that show, isn't it?
Why?
Well, I mean, he's not the most attractive guy, or does he wait another 25 years and play Larry Bird as the coach of the Indiana Pacers?
No, it's acting. Dude, what's-his-face played Hannibal Lecter, and then the next movie he was playing, like, John Quincy Adams. That's what makes actors amazing, is they just transform. He'll be fine.
What can people expect?
That's got to be one of the oddest questions I've ever heard about acting. I mean, you never agree to play Larry Bird. Your career is over. I didn't know that was a thing.
Bill, what if I play Rick Barry?
Can I keep going?
I think so. He was mean to people. Yeah, you
How about
could.
Me? Can I play a bald Bill Walton?
Maybe.
Bill, what can people expect come October 7th at Tom Benson Hall of Fame Stadium on stage there for your stand-up?
They can expect to get their money's worth. I always respect the crowd that they had to get a sitter, or they took the night off, or maybe they fought on the way there. My job to make you laugh your ass off, and that's what I intend on doing.
So how cool was it for you to make people laugh their ass off at Fenway Park?
It took me 20 minutes to realize that it was just like doing a comedy club. I just thought it was going to be a bunch of drunk lunatics screaming like they were drunk in the bleachers, and it wasn't like that. They were a really respectable crowd. It's not something, you know, I don't know why I've gotten to do these things. I just came back from Greece. I played the theater at the Acropolis. It was the loudest. That was the loudest place I've ever played, because it was built thousands of years before the amplification of sound, and they just had the crowd. It was like three brownstones of people stuck together 180 degrees around, and it just went straight up. I walked out, just the applause alone, I felt like I had won the U.S. Open. It was unbelievable.
Oh, crazy.
So all of those gigs, I still can't believe I've gotten to perform there. And this one coming up in Canton, Ohio, I mean, you think I'm not going to go on stage and at some point think about, where did Jeremy run over that guy? Is the stage where Jeremy Shockey ran over that guy? This is unbelievable. I can't believe that I'm here right now. So, in Ohio, you know, my dad's side of the family grew up out there. My dad went to Case Western Reserve. My grandmother wrote for the Cleveland Press way back in the 50s or 40s or something. So I definitely have a connection out there. So I'm very, very excited and honored to be able to perform there. And I'm definitely going to hit the Hall of Fame.
Oh, you have to. If you've never been, that's especially as a Patriots fan and all the, you know, their accolades over the last 20, 25 years, you have to do that for sure. But that's not all you've got going. You're a busy guy, popular guy. Not only are you performing your stand-up tour and you're coming to Canton, Ohio, but I'm looking forward to Old Dads on Netflix October 20th. What can you tell our listeners out there about that movie that will drop on the 20th of October?
Well, still a touchy thing with the strike, but I think tentatively I can probably talk about the writing side of it. I can tell you this, that movie would not have been made if it wasn't for my writing partner, Ben Tischler. He was the one I pitched the idea to, and he said we should write it. And that was like a three-year process with the pandemic, getting through it and selling it and doing all of that type of stuff. And I am thrilled
that I have Ben Fischler as a writing partner, and I am also thrilled that all the writers stayed strong during this strike. It was a very important thing and a huge victory, I feel like, for the writers. They are literally the skeletal system of the whole entertainment industry. And I can tell you, if you're a fan of TV and movies, you want a human being writing it, because all AI can do is imitate what's already been done. They can't innovate, which is what human beings do, and that's how we will always stay ahead. That's my belief.
That's a great point. Well, we look forward to seeing you not only in that movie, but more importantly, October 7th, 7:30, Tom Benson, Hall of Fame Stadium. Bill Burr brings his comedy tour to Canton, Ohio, the Hall of Fame city. Bill, we appreciate the time. We know you're a busy guy. Heck, from Abu Dhabi to Athens to Canton, Ohio, you've been all over the place recently. God bless you. Safe travels, and we'll see you on October 7th.
All right, guys. Thank you so much. I'll see you.
All right, there he is, Bill Burr. Get your tickets now. Check him out online at BillBurr.com. Follow him on Twitter, at Bill Burr, to get more information for that show that's coming up on the 7th of October at 7:30 p.m., Tom Benson, Hall of Fame Stadium.